Line upon line. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. The Lord revealed to Joseph Smith some keys to receiving peace in Jesus Christ. Number 1. Learn of me, by President Thomas S. Monson. We know that this teacher come from God was more than a mere teacher. See John chapter 3, verse 2. He who taught us to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, all our souls, all our strength, and all our minds, and to love our neighbors as ourselves, is the master teacher and the exemplar of the perfect life. When we respond to the Lord's gentle invitation, "Learn of me," we become partakers of His divine power. President Thomas S. Monson, Learn of Me, Ensign, March 2016, pages 4 and 6. Number 2. Meekness. Being meek includes being patient under suffering. See Guide to the Scriptures, Meek, Meekness, scriptures.lds.org. If we meekly endure our trials without resenting God, not only will we be converted, but He will also heal us. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 13. Number 3. Walk. Learning and listening are necessary to truly follow Jesus Christ, but they are not enough by themselves. We must also walk, or act, in accordance with what we learn and hear. It is always the right time to walk in His way. It is never too late. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, The Way of the Disciple, April 2009 General Conference. Number 4. My Spirit. Meekness brings the visitation of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni chapter 8, verse 26. And is a fruit of the Spirit. See Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Number 5. Peace in Me, by Elder Quinton L. Cook. Peace is not found by attaining great wealth, power, or prominence. Peace is not found in the pursuit of pleasure, entertainment, or leisure. None of these can, even when attained in abundance, create any lasting happiness or peace. The Savior is the source and author of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, April 2013 General Conference. Number 6. Listen to my words. Listening is important in developing faith in Jesus Christ. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. God's children should learn to listen, then listen to learn from the Lord. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, April 1991 General Conference. End of Line Upon Line. Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. Read by Kristen Hawkins.